Last time on the Skip and Josh podcast.
Now all over Toronto and all over Ontario and all over Canada, there are like millions of fans who like a week ago could not name you one player on any NBA team. And now there's like a million fans.
There's a lot of people that I've come across with, and you've probably come across with many more being in Toronto. Like, there's people that have not watched a single basketball game all year.
Well, I actually have not watched a single basketball game all year. But the difference is, I'm not one of these bandwagon people that is going to Jurassic Park and
right.
painting my face and driving my vehicle with a flag waving out the window.
Yeah.
I'm not one. I'm the only person in Toronto that doesn't care about this series.
You're listening to the Skip and Josh podcast with Skip Sherman and Josh Obadia.
I'm Josh in Montreal.
And I'm Skip in Montreal.
And today's episode, movie reviews.
Big Poppy.
And the St. Louis Blues.
But first, the Toronto Raptors.
Okay, Skip, so this is a very special episode of Blossom. Remember those commercials?
I love those.
So anyway, no, this is a very special episode of our podcast because, first of all, we're in the same city.
Yeah.
But second of all, more importantly, this is the first ever outdoor episode.
Yeah, we're on location.
At the Orange Julep.
Montreal landmark, the Orange Julep. If you've, all Montreal listeners know what we're talking about.
And some Atlanta listeners and, know.
Yeah, and Toronto people probably know what it is if they visit Montreal. It's a giant orange on Decarie Boulevard.
They've hiked up their prices, I'm sorry to say.
They have.
And you may be able to hear some music in the background, but nonetheless.
We had to find a quietish space just as close as we could get to the julep.
So now let's get on with the actual episode.
It's interesting because we have no computers in front of us.
No, we don't.
No, I don't have any notes in front of me. I'm doing everything out of my head. Well, I mean, I have my phone, but I don't have anything really. I didn't take many notes this week anyway.
So it's like a regular episode then.
Usually I have a little bit of stuff that I, at least to keep me on track. But I mean, I think the content of this week sort of...
It writes itself.
I mean, we have two championships since the last episode, right?
The National Basketball Association.
So while we will talk about the two championships, I am not going to talk about anything that you're going to talk about. I don't think.
Really?
Really.
Okay, well, you want to start with the Raptors?
Sure, let's start with the Raptors.
I mean, it's the story that took over the whole country.
It literally took over the whole country.
There was people watching in every city. There was people in Montreal, like thousands of people watching on Peel Street. Like, what are these people doing?
Yeah, I have to say, I understand why people in Toronto were watching. I don't know why they closed streets in Montreal because...
Yeah.
I don't know how big of a following the Raptors have in Montreal or anywhere outside of Toronto.
They do now.
Personally...
I think people just got swept up in it.
Personally, I didn't care. Like,
yeah.
I have to say...
I know.
Here's the reason. Let me give you my reasoning. I've never been a Raptors fan. They've been around for 24 years. I was never a Raptors fan. If all of a sudden, now I become a Raptors fan, that makes me a hypocrite.
But there's a lot of people that did that.
Well, they can do what they want. But like, I'm not all of a sudden, oh, this team's going to win the championship. I'm going to root for that team.
Some motorcycles.
That makes me a front runner.
Yeah, but I mean, there are a lot of front runners
right
now. But
I'm not
right?
like that.
Yeah, I know you're
you
not.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Plus also, I feel like anyone from Montreal, whether you still live in Montreal or do not live in Montreal any longer.
Yeah.
You shouldn't root for any Toronto team.
It's very funny because I was thinking about this. All across Canada, almost everywhere, everybody hates Toronto, the sports media.
Yes.
There's a big resentment towards...
Well, not the media, but
no,
the fans.
No, but the fans and also the TSN. You know, the big joke is that TSN stands for the Toronto Sports Network.
Yes.
You know, everything that comes out of the sports media, the national sports media, is all very Toronto-centric. So there's, you know, everywhere across the country, people don't like that, right? So the people in Montreal obviously can't stand it. Even out west, they don't like it. Everything is so Toronto-centric. Yet somehow, and if it was the Leafs in the finals.
No chance any Montrealer would be rooting for them. No chance.
Zero. And mostly across, I mean, there's always this share of people that are like, they're going to root for whatever Canadian team's left. These people exist, which I don't understand, but that does exist. But like...
But not one Canadian player on the Raptors.
Well, I told Chris Boucher, there's one. But
I don't even know if he's on the team. I didn't see him at all.
No, he didn't play a minute. But But somehow, everybody in Canada got swept up by the Raptors. And I think a lot of people in the United States were rooting for them, too, because there was a lot of hate towards the Warriors.
Right. It's like if the Jays were playing the Yankees, everyone would be rooting for the Jays because no one wants the Yankees to win.
Exactly.
It's a similar thing.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing that I was also surprised about,
yeah,
obviously you saw on the news all the parties that were going on Thursday night and yeah. all the streets were closed yeah. and fireworks and everything.
Yeah.
I wasn't involved in that because I was home. And I live in a residential area. And after the game, I opened my window. There's people yelling and screaming and horns honking. But I live in a residential area.
It's nothing like, to do with anything.
I don't understand. No, they were honking for the Raptors.
Yeah.
But like, I understand if that's happening downtown.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it was happening in a residential area.
There was people on Twitter. Surprised. On Twitter, there was people the next morning that were saying, they were saying that the next morning, people were still honking their horns. The next morning,
okay,
going
so
to work.
I went to work the next morning, and I have to say, it was actually quite the opposite. Not yeah. only was no one honking horns,
yeah.
it was quieter downtown on Friday morning.
Because everyone was hungover, no one went to work.
Than it's ever been.
No one went to work that morning.
I was
people
one of
called
the few.
In sick.
I was one of the few, because I went to bed at a normal time.
Yeah.
By the way, here's the other thing that happened. My brother had asked me on Thursday night to purchase a Toronto Star on Friday morning.
Right.
I haven't purchased any newspaper in about a decade.
Of course.
But there's a couple of newsstands near my work.
Yeah.
I went to the first one. The guy told me it's sold out.
Everyone wanted
9:30 in the morning, the newspaper sold out. I went to the other one, also sold out. I'm like, oh.
People had the same idea as your brother. They want the newspaper with the headline.
I'm going to have to like go on a wild goose chase to find a stupid newspaper now?
Right, right.
So I didn't know what to do. I had to go back to work at one point because like I left the office to go look for a newspaper.
Yeah.
So I got smart.
Oh, good for you.
I went to a hotel because I figured hotels always have newspapers and tourists don't care about the Toronto Star.
Right.
So I went to the first hotel. They only have USA Today and Globe and Mail.
Oh, Lord.
Went to the second hotel. They had two Toronto Stars. They gave me one. I'm like, what do I owe you? They're like, don't worry about it.
That's so good. Very good idea.
So I finally got the newspaper.
What was the headline?
We the champions.
I saw that online. It's all right.
By the way, the We the North thing bothers me because it's not grammatically correct. It's been bothering me for
years. No, but it's a take on like, it's a take, someone's honking. It's a take on like, you know, like the American Constitution, we the people, you know,
but
like.
We're not Americans.
I know. I know.
Anyway, so.
So the Raptors.
Right. So
did you like the game? Like, you want to actually talk about basketball or not even?
I'll talk a little bit about the game itself.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it was actually a good game because... Yeah.
It was actually a very good series.
There was a lot of offense in that game, and it seemed like neither team was going to miss any shots.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was because it was really good offense or really bad defense.
They're two good defensive teams.
But it seemed like every shot was going in. First of all, the first 2 minutes of the game where Lowry scores 11 straight points or something like that, that was insane. He had an insane first quarter.
Yeah, he did great.
And then
actually, when they had to take him out when he was in foul trouble, their offense kind of stalled. Like, Kawhi didn't have a great game.
He didn't have a great game, no. And then your boy Fred VanVleet had
so
a sick fourth quarter.
He's so good. I'm so happy for him.
So, it was actually an entertaining game.
It was.
What bothered me about the game was the end of the game. Where it took, like, it seemed like hours to play the last 0.9 seconds.
It did. It took, like, 5 minutes.
It all, honestly, like, what's going on in my head at that point is, like, the refs and the league are doing everything possible to try to give the Warriors a chance to win the game.
But it was so weird, though, because it was a technical foul because of the timeout call. And it was definitely going the Raptors' way. So I don't know what they were looking at.
Yes.
How much time's left on the clock.
Yeah, what were they looking at?
Or whether, like, it really made no sense.
The fact that they were taking as long as they did to review whatever it was they were reviewing was very frustrating to me.
And can we just set one thing straight? Because I saw a lot of stuff the next day. They were like, oh, Chris Webber's off the hook now because Draymond Green called a timeout when they didn't have any left. One thing has nothing to do with the other.
No, they have nothing to do with each other.
And the fact that Draymond Green called the timeout, they had none left, it didn't affect the game once whatsoever. Because let's say he doesn't call timeout there, he just tries to roll around and grab the ball, the game's over.
They lose.
You know, actually calling timeout and forcing the technical foul actually caused the clock to stop.
Right, they might have actually had a chance.
Well, I mean,
if Toronto couldn't inbound it,
and then
Warriors steal it and heave a miracle
They needed,
free.
Like, a miracle of epic proportions.
Right. But we've seen that in college. By the way, speaking of college...
Hold on, let's wait till this motorcycle parks. Yeah.
You've seen those miracle threes in college.
Yeah.
But speaking of college, another thing I noticed, not during this, during this game, but during the NBA playoffs in general, because I didn't watch any NBA regular season games. when a guy goes to the free throw line
in
the NBA,
they
never show his free throw shooting percentage on the screen. In college, they show it all the time. I don't know anything about these guys because I don't watch them.
Right. So you don't know if they're good or not.
Like, I'd like to know what's his free throw shooting percentage. But
it's so interesting because I didn't even think about that.
Why do they not put that on? That is like the most obvious. They put all these stats on the screen and they don't even put that.
And they never miss. I mean, most of the guys never miss.
Oh, there's some free throw shooters that are terrible. There's some NBA players that are terrible free throw shooters.
But in this series, the only guys that really couldn't shoot free throws are like Iguodala. And even on the Raptors, they're all pretty good. Big guys like Gasol.
You mentioned Iguodala. He had a sick game too.
They needed it because they needed someone, right? I mean, once Thompson went out, all bets are off, you know?
So the other thing, before we get on to Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
The other thing that's different between the NBA and college, this was a really good game, this game six.
Yeah.
There were a lot of ties, a lot of lead changes. Whenever I watch a college basketball game, they always show this stat. And maybe it's CBS that does this. You know, lead changes, six, ties, this many.
Yeah.
You know,
they don't show that.
Biggest lead for the Blue Devils.
Were you watching on ABC?
Yes, I was. Biggest lead for the Blue Devils, biggest lead for the Spartans, whatever.
Yeah.
They don't show any of that during an NBA game.
That's
the information I actually would like to see.
I wonder if they dumb it down for the finals to get, like, because they know it's a wider audience. You know what I mean?
I don't know. But now speaking, you mentioned Klay Thompson. So obviously I picked Warriors in six. I was wrong.
Yeah.
But when I picked Warriors in six, I thought Klay Thompson was going to play every minute of every game.
Yeah.
He missed a full game.
Yeah.
He missed all of the fourth quarter of the last game.
Yeah.
Plus, I think he missed the fourth quarter of was it game two?
Yeah.
Or something?
I don't want to take anything away from the Raptors.
Oh, I'm not taking
it
away.
But I know what you mean. Like, if first off, Durant and Thompson were healthy, the Warriors probably win.
It at least goes seven games.
Yeah. And if Thompson's healthy for that one game that he missed and plays this
full game,
it at least goes seven.
It's a different story.
Yeah.
By the way, Durant, the guy played 12 minutes, scored 11 points.
Yeah.
They won that game by one.
Yeah.
So imagine if he played a full game or if he played two games.
But he can't play that game.
No, you can't play that.
So for example, like we're saying, like you just mentioned Iguodala. Like he wouldn't have had his 22 points.
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't. It's easy to pick up the slack because it's not, you know, shooting percentages are above 50. Right?
Yeah,
Every player, right? So guys can score. You know, you can put on a guy who's not as a good player, who will still score. Quinn Cook, if he has an open shot, he's going to hit it. You know, like, so it's hard to play that game. You don't know, but, you know, obviously.
You know, Draymond was very close to being kicked out.
He needed one more technical.
And
he was on his best behavior.
No, he wasn't.
There was one where he was
complaining to the ref. Dude, shut your mouth because you're not playing game seven if there is a game seven.
There was one play where I forget what the call was, and I'm like, oh my God, he better be on his best behavior. And I could see he's next to the ref, and he's talking to him kind of like normally, right? Because he knows he has to be on his best behavior. But then later on, I think it was in the third quarter, and again, I don't remember what the call was. It was something where he blocked a shot or someone fouled. It was involving him, though. And he goes up to the ref, and he's telling the ref, he's pointing to the scoreboard, and he's like, look at the play. Like, why does he do that?
Some guys, who knows?
Yeah,
but anyway, I guess the refs also knew that he needed one more technical, and
I think they were
a little bit more lenient than they would normally be.
I don't think they were going to ever give him the technical for, like, arguing or talking to the ref.
Mm.
But, like, you know, a flagrant, two flagrants is technical right there, or, you know, that type of situation that they can't control, you know? They look at their flagrants on the replay even.
By the way, I will say this, not just in game six, but game six and game five, and I don't remember anything before that.
Yeah.
There were some bad calls by the refs.
The refs are terrible.
But both ways.
Yeah, yeah. The refing was, I mean, in the NHL Stanley Cup final and in the NBA finals, the refing was...
Game five, the one in Toronto that Raptors lost.
Yeah.
They actually deserved to lose that game because they lost by one, I think.
Yeah.
But there were some calls that went their way.
Big time.
That had they not gone their way, they would have lost by way more than one.
Yeah.
So they deserved to lose that game.
Yeah.
The only other thing I want to mention about the NBA Finals is, I think you're going to agree with me on this. Did you watch on ABC?
I did.
Okay.
Well, I flipped back and forth, but yeah, I watched for the most part ABC. My son says it's not real if you didn't watch it on ABC.
I believe him. I stand by that.
Yeah.
The opening on ABC with the Stevie Wonder song.
It was good.
Higher Ground.
It was good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
With all the old footage.
Yeah, it was
great.
And I'm
not even an NBA fan.
No, it was tremendous.
You got Larry Bird there, you got Magic Johnson
there. They showed all the championships basically. in the last since 25 years.
The answer.
Who, Allen Iverson?
Yeah, yeah, he was in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that opening is a great
opening.
Yeah,
they did a good job.
Yeah.
I liked, for the most part, I actually did like the announcers on ABC a lot. I think Mike Breen does a tremendous job. And I really like...
Jeff Van Gundy.
I love Van Gundy a lot.
Yeah.
Mark Jackson, I could do without, yeah. You know. But, I mean, he's fine. But, like, he's not my cup of tea. But, I mean, if you really wanted to soak in the Canadiana, you know, you could have watched on the Canadian channels and... It's a little too one-sided there. At least, like, these guys are not actually rooting for either side. When you watch on TSN or Sportsnet, they're fans.
Yeah, and you're not the first person to say that.
They are fans, yeah. And that's fine. That's the home broadcast, basically. I know they're a national network, but it's the home broadcast. You know, so that's the way it goes. Were you surprised that Klay Thompson, that he came to shoot those free throws and then he said he's out of the game? Like,
well, no, he had to shoot the free throws.
I know.
Because if he doesn't shoot those free throws...
But he looked he looked fine.
Then he can't come back.
He looked fine.
Well, because I've never had, an ACL issue.
Yeah.
But what I'm told is...
You don't know.
No, like, you can walk and you can do everyday things.
Yeah.
If you have, like, you can live with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But if you do, like... a rigorous sport where especially you gotta stop and start and turn, that's where you have problems.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
So to stand there and shoot a free throw, no problem.
For him, it's nothing. It's like
a... But for anybody with an ACL problem.
Yeah.
So he had to do that because that way if he was okay and wanted to come back in...
They could have put him back in.
But it was... I don't think he knew... Obviously, he didn't know that because he was going to the locker room. And then I don't know why that timeout was so long.
Well, no, I think the Warriors called a timeout to make it to allow for it.
But it was an extra long timeout.
Yeah, it seemed like it. Seemed like it was going on
forever. You know, like he had time to almost walk all the way back to the locker room.
And then he ran back.
Right, and there were seven commercials.
When he ran back, I was like, oh, he's fine.
There were seven commercials.
Yeah. 2 years ago, Carson Wentz, you know, when he got injured?
Yeah.
Before Nick Foles took over?
Yeah.
He got injured. It was against the Rams.
Yeah.
And he took a hit and the helmet hit his knee and that's when the injury happened.
That, yes.
But he stayed in the next play and he threw a touchdown. And then they took him out and then we're like, oh, he's fine. He threw a touchdown after he threw a touchdown right after he took that hit. I'm sure he's fine. And then you hear the next day he's out for the season. It was like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So what I was really impressed with, this has nothing to do with basketball or the game.
Okay.
I was really impressed that... there were all these new commercials that had to have been shot like a week or two ago.
Like what?
Okay, so
Well, I saw the one with Jack Armstrong and Leo Routens. Did you see this?
Where after
they're
they
like,
won.
Congratulations to the Raptors.
Yes, that one. So that one, they had to have shot it only like a week ago.
It's shady to shoot that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm surprised they agreed
to like,
do that.
It's like bad luck, you know? Like
I'm with you. But forget that one. During the game, before they had won, there was this commercial for Tangerine where all it is like you hear someone's voice and you see like text on the screen. And it's this girl saying, we know watching the NBA Finals can be very stressful.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So we would like to give you this 30 seconds to just calm down and relax.
It's good.
It was a great commercial. It was brilliant.
And the best commercials are still my man, Randy Watkins.
Well, we'll get to him in a second. The other good commercial, Wealth Simple. They're the, you can trade online and stuff.
Yeah.
So they had this really good commercial where you see like, it's some generic basketball net with like a generic background.
Yeah.
It's not an actual arena or anything like that.
Right.
And you see there's a ball and it hits the rim. And it hits the rim again.
Oh.
And it hits the rim again.
Oh, no.
And it hits the rim again.
Like Kawhi shots.
And then it goes in. Obviously, this was done like computer generated.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like you don't, there's no talking. There's no nothing.
And everybody knows what it is.
So it hits the rim four times. Then it goes in. And then you just see on the screen the text.
Yeah.
Nice trade, Toronto.
That's
it.
That's great.
It was a brilliant commercial.
And then, like I said, Randy Watkins.
Because they do online trading.
Yeah, nice trade.
And then Randy Watkins. What is he? The
man of delivery.
The man of delivery.
Oh, you texted me all his names.
Hold on. Let's get to this. But he goes by different pseudonyms. And so I'll read some of them to you because they're worth repeating. The liaison of linguini.
Yeah.
The convoy of cakes. The colonel of crepes. The Alfredo attaché. The curry of kale.
And then my favorite, the burrito bandito.
And there's one more.
The macaroni mistress.
Yes.
They're good. I'm going to miss him. I hope, I don't know when they, are they going to have those commercials on?
Who knows?
More? I don't know.
Hopefully. One other commercial that, it had nothing, it's not like these where they had to do a commercial. But did you see the commercial for this show called Love Island?
Oh, if you haven't heard of Love Island?
No.
It was the most popular show, I think, in England or Australia or both, like last year.
Okay.
Now it's finally coming to America. I mean, you know what it is. It's just couples hooking up.
Yeah,
come on.
It's hilarious. Yeah. But the commercial was hilarious because you see like these Tom Brady-like dudes and these Giselle Bundchen women.
They're all hot.
Yeah,
it's all hot young people.
Who's hawking during our episode?
I don't know.
Anyway.
So you mentioned nice trade Kawhi before we segue
into...
Nice trade Toronto. You're right. Before we segue to the NHL. Do you think that Kawhi's going to stay?
I have no idea.
I don't think anybody... Anybody who says they know...
Is on crack.
Is on crack. Because the guy's a vault. He doesn't talk.
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't even know.
So there's no way you could know if he doesn't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean...
But I think it's 50-50.
Yeah. I'm laughing because everything's 50-50.
Yes.
But like, it is 50-50, right? I mean, he either will or he won't, but...
I mean, I think Toronto has...
A good chance.
Better chance than like...
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Of course,
Or a better chance than the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
Or a better chance than the New Orleans Pelicans.
Well, they're not going for him.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. We can talk about the NBA. I don't know. You heard Anthony Davis was traded.
I heard about that.
We don't know. I don't want to talk about today.
No. I'm just saying, Toronto has a better chance than probably 27 teams in the league.
Yeah.
The only teams other than Toronto that have a shot are the two LA teams.
Yeah, well, the Lakers are not getting him at this point.
I'm just saying, the two LA teams, because, you know, he's from LA.
Yeah.
So who wouldn't want to go to their hometown?
Yeah.
And really, other than those two teams, I don't know who else...
Is in the running.
Right. So it's between those three teams.
Yeah. And actually, can Toronto... Toronto is in a position actually to offer him more money than any other team, right? Because of the way the...
Correct.
The way the max...
Your existing team can pay you more.
I think 4%
they can
more.
An extra... First of all, they can give you an extra million a year.
Yeah.
And they can give you a whole extra year,
I think
is what it is.
So, I mean, I don't know if the money for him, how important it is. But, I mean, I think it's important to all the players. And, I mean, I think he appreciated the way the Raptors organization kind of worked with him.
Load management.
Well, you heard that term load management a lot, but it's just they worked with him on his health, and it was like a collaborative thing. And I think where he came from in San Antonio, he was obviously at odds with the organization, and it didn't work. It didn't end well, you know. So here the Raptors are like, hey, let's do this together, you know.
But
so that's working in their favor. But
I find that hard to believe because San Antonio, everything you hear about that organization
is the best organization.
They run their organization like very well.
I know.
You know, if he had been with the Knicks and he said that, I would have understood.
100%.
But like everyone has only good things to say
and
about the Spurs.
And especially Popovic, right?
Yeah.
Like their coach.
So I don't know how bad it really was. Like he didn't like it, but I'm not, you know, who knows?
It could just have been one thing where they're like, we want you to play. And he was like, my niece is still not feeling right. And they're like, well, the doctors have cleared you. And he's like, my niece is not feeling right. Then it's like tension from like, who knows? No one knew what happened there anyways. All right, hockey.
The National Hockey League.
Let's go to hockey. I don't have as much to talk about hockey, but first of all, I want to say I'm thrilled that the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup.
Me too.
I'm also thrilled that the series clinching goal was Brad Marchand's fault.
I like that too,
I'm very happy about
that. Did you see the meme that's going on now?
No.
Like the Marchand crying?
Oh, after the game.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to get to that. I did not see the meme, but I'm very happy.
The Marchand crying is everywhere.
I'm very happy that his gaffe led to the series winning goal.
Yeah.
Also very happy that when they showed him crying in the locker room or being sad in the locker room saying like, you know, this is going to stay with me forever.
Yeah.
This is hard to take, yada, yada. This is worse than the last time we lost. More people honking while I'm trying to talk. How rude.
Crazy.
I don't like when anyone is sad or upset about anything, but when I saw him sad and upset,
it's fine.
It made me very happy. Like I was gleeful.
You take pleasure in other people's pain.
Only his,
it's
not
very,
other people.
Pretty evil thing
only
of you.
His. That's fine. I'm an evil person.
You're not, but I get that. I get that. You know, like he's a villain.
He
know?
Got what he deserved.
He did. And the Blues, it was really a boring Game 7.
Well, because it was over after two periods almost.
And then it was 2-0.
I didn't find it boring at all because I was just thrilled every time they kept scoring and
still,
made it 3-0 and 4-0.
You wanted to be a little bit
In fact, when Boston exciting. Made it 4-1, I got a little nervous.
No, I mean, by the time they made it 4-1, it was over.
Stranger things had happened.
Yes, but I mean, and then, like, they're an interesting team, St. Louis, because they don't have anyone as good as any of the top three forwards on Boston.
Well, the Blues offense is brutal.
Well, it's not brutal. Like, they have some decent players. Like, they have, you know, Tarasenko and Ryan O'Reilly and Perron, and I'm just naming a few, right? Mm-hmm. Braden Shen. It's a truck going by.
Like, they're delivering the julep.
These are good players, but they're not great players. Although Ryan O'Reilly obviously raised his game in the playoffs, but he's still more of a two-way player. He's not a dynamic offensive player. He's not a Pasternak, or he's not in the league of the other guys.
No,
you know?
He's not. None of them are.
And then, well, the big, obviously, Binnington, but, you know.
I was a bit surprised that Binnington didn't win the
Their defense
Smythe.
Is pretty solid, though, because Pietrangelo and then Colton Pareko, that's a nice one too.
Bo Meester,
he's been around forever. I mean, I actually thought he was retired until the playoffs started.
No, but I was a little surprised that Binnington did not win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah, I think it should have been him.
Well, he did have two bad games in the finals.
He did. And I wrote down a stat. Hold on. I got to get it. I take pictures of Twitter now. This is my new thing.
Oh, you're copying me. I take pictures of my television.
Ryan O'Reilly is the first player to score in four straight Stanley Cup final games since Wayne Gretzky in 1985.
I heard that stat.
That's a pretty good company.
But Ryan O'Reilly did it in the last four games.
Yeah.
Gretzky didn't do it in the last four games.
Right, he just did it at one point,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know which four games it was.
Okay, well, but I mean, it's still pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah, it is. Good for him.
Yeah, and it's hard to score in those playoff games.
Yeah, it's goal scoring was so high during the regular season in the NHL.
Well, we talked about this a million times.
I think they might have broken records
when they
for
throw,
amount of goals.
When they like throw you, away you, the rule book, it's
you saw games this year and it was
tons
common.
Of goals,
like
tons
9-1 sometimes.
But in the playoffs,
6-5
they don't call any penalties.
Exactly,
except for the puck over the glass.
It's a completely different game in the playoffs.
It's very, very hard to score 5-on-5. That's why St. Louis was so good, because 5-on-5 they were very solid.
It was a completely different game.
Yeah, it always is. It always is. How about that girl, Layla Anderson? Did you like all that story with her?
Very good story. Very heartwarming.
It was incredible, right?
I hope she's okay. I don't know what her prognosis
well,
is.
Well, I mean, she had a bone marrow transplant. Her disease is some rare disease. I looked up the name of it. It's HLH or LH. I forget the name. But so she had a bone marrow transplant. And then they showed the video of her mom telling her, we're going to game 7 in Boston.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And she's like, the Blues want you to come. And she's like, but mommy, like, I can't go, you know, I'm not allowed to travel. And she's like, the doctor said you could go. And she just, I mean, if you're not getting emotional, I mean, you don't have to be outright crying, but if you're not getting emotional watching her story, you're a pod person. You're going to go back to your planet. I mean, it's like, it's such a great story, you know? And then she was there on the ice with the Stanley she held. Well, I mean, she had the cup, she gets the cup. Apparently Colton Pareko is like her favorite guy.
Yes.
And then I saw her talking with one of the other players. I forget which one. One of their defensemen, and then she was in the parade.
Oh, I didn't get to see the parade.
You got
to
get on social media.
See, here's the thing. Someone actually asked me when is the St. Louis Blues parade? Usually, you
they
hear
had
so much
it already.
About it.
I think it was.
It was yesterday. I know. I found out afterwards.
She was in the parade.
I found out afterwards that it was yesterday. But normally they do these things on weekdays.
Yeah.
So if they won on a Wednesday, you would think the parade would have been on the Friday.
Who knows? In St. Louis, they probably didn't want to compete with a Cardinals game or something.
Anyway, I was surprised that it didn't happen until yesterday. It seems like a long time between the day that they won and the day that they did the parade. You'd think it would have happened sooner, but
I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
What are their chances of their repeating?
Not very high.
Not very high at all.
No.
I would say pretty low.
No, but then again, we've established that as long as you make the playoffs,
you have a chance.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, you have a chance.
I think already the odds for next year have come out, and Tampa is the favorite team to win the Cup.
As well they should be. I mean, they were, on paper, they were still the best team. They had the best record by a mile, and, you know.
But, like, who knows?
But when they get into the playoffs, maybe it's going to be the same thing.
Well, right? I think what happened to Virginia in college basketball is going to happen to Tampa in hockey, because everyone thought Virginia was going to win 2 years ago.
Yeah, that happens, though.
They got eliminated in the first round. That never happened to a one seed. And here, Tampa was heavily favored. They got eliminated in the first round. They're not going to let that happen next year. I'm not saying they're going to win the cup.
That happens
but they're
a lot.
Not
that happens a lot
round.
In all the sports, you know. And I've mentioned it on many episodes. Like, you got to take a heavy loss sometimes to learn what it takes to win. Right?
True, but this Tampa team has lost before.
Yeah, but this group was so, like, they're going to come out on a mission, you know?
But they might just say...
But the season's so long.
No, exactly. They might just say, hey, we don't have to step on the gas all year long.
Well, that's what happened to the Capitals.
We'll just play a normal season.
Right.
You know, we'll finish first or second. Doesn't really matter.
That's exactly what happened to the Capitals. How many times did they finish first overall, win their division, first of all in the conference, and then they would go nowhere in the playoffs? They would lose to Crosby. And then I think at one point they were like, we're just going to, let's make the playoffs and see what happens.
Yeah.
So when they made the playoffs 2 years ago when they won, their expectation wasn't like, oh, they're the favorites, you know? And then as it starts to go, you're right. starting to say, oh, right. these guys are dangerous, you know? yeah. So that puts an end to another hockey season.
Yeah, I don't really have, I mean...
The draft's coming in both the NBA and the NHL.
And free agent frenzy is coming.
The offseason's always exciting in both leagues. In both leagues, it's always exciting.
I don't know what's... Like, don't ask me anything about the draft. I have no clue.
Yeah.
Free agency... You know, I already heard some players have been, you know, released or cut or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the Canadiens are going to do. I don't really think they should do that much. Like, who are the good free agents that are out there?
Erik Karlsson.
Yeah, he's not that good.
No, he's good, but you can't give him a long-term contract because it's going to kill you.
Sergei Bobrovsky, I think, might be a free agent.
He is, I think, or he's wants
and,
to be.
What about the Russian?
Panarin. Yeah. Panarin is also. Columbus has a big decision to do because that's two important guys for them. You know, it's exciting. July 1st is usually like exciting in hockey, and then the NBA draft is always like the.
I'm actually more interested in the. Even though I don't follow the NBA, I'm more interested in the NBA offseason than I am the NHL offseason.
You said it already. What happens off the court in the NBA is really exciting. Like I mentioned, and I know we don't want to get into it, but that Anthony Davis trade to the Lakers is a big deal, you know? And Lonzo Ball's dad came out already today.
Oh, I saw that.
What is he supposed to say?
He's such a buffoon, that guy.
I feel bad for the kids because actually Lonzo Ball's a good player.
Yeah, but that dad should just never talk again.
Never.
Think we could get him on our show?
We probably could. He'll talk to anybody.
That's true.
Major League Baseball.
So do you want to talk a little bit of baseball?
Sure.
Did you have that? I see you have a little bit of notes on your phone.
I have no baseball notes.
I wanted to talk about Big Poppy.
Did we not talk about this last time?
I don't think so.
Okay. I thought we talked about it last
time. Well, first of all, Don Cherry called him Big Papa.
Don Cherry's out.
He wished him well and with his recovery, and he called him like four times in the same clip, Big Papa.
Don Cherry's out to lunch.
So I read a whole article today from one of the New York newspapers. It's like a big deal, this Big Poppy thing.
For sure.
Apparently, he was cheating with the girlfriend or the wife of a Dominican drug lord.
I heard that.
And this shooting that happened in the bar or the restaurant was not just a little accident where he was a bystander.
No.
It was a hit.
Yeah.
It was a hit.
I knew all this.
And then when they brought him to the hospital, he said, oh, no, I don't know anything about it. And there's supposedly cell phone video from the hospital of a woman, not Big Poppy's wife, another woman at the hospital screaming hysterically, like, this is the girlfriend. And
I believe all that.
Oh.
Here, did you hear this?
The whole thing is crazy.
The two guys that were paid.
Yeah.
You know, they were only paid like $8,000. Like, if you're going to ask me to do something like this.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not going to.
Do you know the going rate for a hit?
First of all, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But if I was going to do it.
It's got to be like. You figure killing a baseball Hall of Famer is like at least.
Don't talk to me about $8,000.
At least $50,000 or $100,000.
Yeah, exactly. At least.
Yeah.
Like, that's the starting point.
I mean, they're not killing just a rando guy on the street. This is like Big Poppy. The news is going to get out about him being shot, and people are going to investigate and want to know what's going on, you know?
I have to say, this is going to be, my next comment is not going to be a very popular one.
Yeah,
but
okay.
When I heard the news,
yeah,
my first reaction was, I'm not surprised.
Really?
Well, because in that country, shootings happen all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, just yesterday, I heard some American tourists were killed.
Really?
In the Dominican Republic.
I'm always scared to go on vacation there. I mean, I never went, but I mean...
You know, and this is what I don't get. Like, he could live for the rest of his life in Boston king.
But it's his home.
Anyway, I don't know. After that, I would not want to go back there.
Well, he's in Boston now, right?
Now he's in Boston, but like, I would not want to go back there.
It's wild.
Because who's to say it doesn't happen again?
Well, supposedly he's under guard in Boston because he's not safe, right?
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. Well, he's safer in Boston than he would be in the Dominican Republic.
I guess. Well, they're saying that the guys that shot him, one guy pulled the trigger and the other guy drove the scooter.
Right. They caught both of them.
Yeah. Supposedly these guys are wanted for arrests in like Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Yeah,
for other stuff.
Are you surprised?
I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
You're going to hire someone to do this. It's not someone who has a clean record.
This is the crime segment. We're turning into a true crime podcast. It's a very popular genre.
Yes, we
are. Right?
We should get Sarah Koenig on.
We can do that. That'll be the next episode of Serial, the David Ortiz shooting.
By the way, I listened to an old episode of Serial just today.
Yeah.
The first episode of the first season.
Yeah.
And you know at the end, one of my favorite parts of Serial, at the very end...
They tease what's coming?
Well, they tease what's coming, but they also, like, they give credit to Kevin Garnett, because he's their fact checker, the basketball.
Yeah, the Kevin other Kevin Garnett, yeah.
And then they play the song, which I really like, the song from season one.
Yeah.
I don't like the
new
song.
Yeah.
And then they also do this... funding for Serial is brought to you by MailChimp.
Oh, yeah, MailChimp.
But you have that girl who can't say it. Oh, she can't pronounce chimp.
It's like chimp.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But now, if you listen to that same episode today...
They fixed it.
They've deleted that.
Oh.
And they've put funding for Serial is brought to you by Rakuten.
Oh, no, because probably season 2 and 3, they have other sponsors, right. So they changed all
so
that.
So they changed what it was. So
I should go back and listen to that Serial season 1. It was so good.
Anyway, we got off topic there.
We did.
So...
You have more? I mean, I'm done.
Before we sign off, remember, you can listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Skip and Josh podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and of course, Spotify. If you listen to the show through Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. We would love to hear from you via email, skipandjoshshow@gmail.com, via Twitter @skipandjosh, or by liking and following our Facebook page. As always, you can get all the links to everything I just talked about on our website, skipandjosh.com.
We leave you with this.
What do you got for the listeners?
Okay, so I had written something down in my notes
like
a week or 10 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I was going to text it to you, but I said, no, I'll save it for the
next time. You're hiding. Josh, you can't see, but he's lifting his phone, so I can't even see what's written on it.
I said, I'll save it for our next episode.
Yeah.
And... I'll just read to you what I wrote.
Okay.
And then you're going to understand everything. I'm going to say to Skip next time I talk to him that 100% I know him and his wife very well, and I'm sure they're going to go see that Elton John movie. 100%.
Okay, so back up 45 minutes ago, we're in the car looking for parking space at the Orange Julep here. And I say, by the way, we went to see that Elton John movie last night. And then you just started laughing, and I said, what's up? And you say, you'll find out.
Actually, you texted me last night that you were going to the movie. And when I got that text, I started laughing out loud.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
Because I knew you would see it. Yeah. And
I wasn't really crazy about seeing it. Diane wanted to see it more.
Watching the trailer, it looks exactly like the Queen movie.
It's not at all.
It looks exactly the same.
Excuse me, Rask. What did you like better, the Queen or...
I think I like the Queen better.
Better, right?
Yeah. Well, it's really a different movie, actually. You know, because... Did you see both of them? Or?
No, I haven't.
So the Queen is really like... A biography,
okay.
Where they. By the way, we're recording a podcast right now, so
we're
you're
recording
in
a show right now. So you're on.
Fine.
You're on our show.
So it's really like it goes in order, and they play all the songs. But the songs are like it's part of like they're singing the songs either in concert or how they wrote it. You know how they wrote Bohemian Rhapsody and everything. Like it goes in order.
Right.
The Elton John is a musical. They break out into song and dance with the people like singing along. People in the streets.
I don't like songs.
Yeah. So it's really a musical, and the songs are all out of order.
Okay.
You know, like it just they take a song that's supposed to capture what's going on in his life at that time, but it doesn't mean that that's when he wrote the song, or it's not at all like that.
You can.
Nice to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah. So that's my review of the Elton John.
Okay.
With someone next door.
On the trailer, it looks like another Bohemian Rhapsody. But I guess according to you, it's not.
Different. It's different. It's just different.
Okay.
It's very dark, actually.
Oh.
The Elton John movie, because
well,
it's all about
Bohemian Rhapsody was kind
of
dark
it's
too.
All about his addictions. You know, like
he had in Bohemian Rhapsody.
This
he
is,
had addictions
this is,
as well.
This is worse.
Worse.
I think it's more graphic, and I don't know. It's okay. I mean, I didn't love it. I like the Queen better. Two different type of movies. They're going to get compared.
100%. They
and will. Maybe unfairly.
Anyway, I haven't seen a movie since January, so I don't know that I'm going to go see this.
I would
say I haven't seen a movie at the theater.
Yeah.
I should be more
you should
specific.
That movie yesterday that's coming out, The Beatles
song. That's another one. When I saw the commercial for that, I'm like, Skip is 100% going to this movie.
100%. I'm
going to
see it the first day. It looks great.
But like they had to have asked permission
100%.
To use all those Beatles songs.
They have to.
And even like if you see the word yesterday, the font that they've used is in the Beatles font.
It's a Beatles font. They
like,
have to.
They have had to have asked 100%, for permission.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Who owns all that stuff? It's like Paul McCartney still owns it.
But that's a fairy tale, that movie. That's not a true story
at
all.
No, of course. That's a completely made up thing. The guy has a concussion. He wakes up. No one remembers any of the Beatles music.
Okay.
Anyways, so that's all I got.
All right.
Bruce Springsteen has a new album, by the way.
Oh, really?
It's called Western Stars.
You never went to see him on Broadway?
No. I watched it on Netflix, though.
Okay.
It's called Western Stars. You wouldn't like it, but I started listening to it the last 2 days, and I'm really, like, into it. It's like cowboy music.
Okay.
It's like cowboys and the Southwest cowboy, you know? Like, it's really not anything like... It's a big departure from anything that I've heard him do. Pretty interesting, but it's like, again, if you would listen to it, you're gonna say, what's this garbage? It took me like a few times to listen to it to really like, oh wow, this is pretty good, you know. So let's go get a drink at the Julep.
Yes, let's do that.
A medium.
I think
I don't know if we could afford a medium, the prices are so high now.
I have to say our first time recording outdoors went well.
We'll see what the sounds
but
like.
But we will not be doing this in December.
No, we won't. All right, talk to you next time, Josh.
Yeah.